Shalom to all. Today we're going to be discussing Baba Kama Perek Vav Mishadal and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is something you learn because Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zeicher Avayin Ruziva Kahagun Bikar of Mamish. Now we move on to discuss the Nezek of Eish of Fire. The Mishnah tells us Hashalechas Abayira B'Yad Cherushet V'Katon. Somebody who senses fire with a Cherushet or a Katon Pata B'Dinei Adam Chay B'Dinei Shemayim. He's Pata B'Dinei Adam, meaning a Bezdin here is not able to force him to pay because really just a Grama, he didn't actively cause the damage. You're right, he did hand this potentially damaging thing over to somebody who's not able to be Shemer properly, but it's not considered like he fully did that damage, and therefore he would not be chayav b'dinei adam, but b'dinei shemayim he would have to pay. Now it's important to know that this is only talking about where he handed a hot coal over to them and they turned it into a fire. But if he actually handed over a full-fledged fire to the Cherushet or Katan, then he would be chayav for that damage caused. Now, Shalach B'Yad Pikeach, let's say he gave a fire over to a Pikeach, a regular person, HaPikeach Chayav, the Pikeach is chayav for lighting that fire, and that's because the Pikeach is the one who's in charge of watching the fire, not the guy who gave it to him. Another din, Echad Hevi Yasa'ur, let's say one guy brought the flame, Ve'echad Hevi Yasa'etzim, another guy brought the wood, HaMevi Yasa'etzim Chayav, the guy that brought the wood, he's chayav for any damage that's caused, because just the fire can't really do much. Echad Hevi Yasa'etzim, Echad Hevi Yasa'ur, let's say one guy brought the wood and another guy brought the fire, HaMevi Yasa'ur. The guy who brought the fire is chayev. That's because if we just had wood sitting here, nothing would happen. It's the fellow who now brought the fire after the wood, he's the guy that caused the damage. Ba'achar v'liba, let's say another fellow came along and he fanned it into a big flame, hamalabe chayev, the fanner is chayev. Libza ruach, let's say the wind fanned it into a big flame, kulin paturin, all their potter, because without the wind, it wouldn't have caused damage. On to another day, nashalech zeba'era, one who sends his fire out, meaning he lit a fire, v'achla etzim, and it consumed wood, ayavanim, or stones, which means scorched and blackened the stones, a offer or dirt, meaning a person had plowed his field as the guy's fire went and burnt the field, ruining it, requiring the fellow to either plow it again or do something to fix it up. Chayev, he's chayev for this damage. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, kiseitze esh, if a fire goes out, umatza kaitzim, and finds thorns, v'nechal gadesh, or consumed a pile, aya kama, or standing grain, aya sadeh, or a field. Shalom yishalom, amav resa ba'era, the one who lit the fire, has to pay. And so we see that even if it consumes a field, meaning just plain old dirt, the guy who lit the fire would have to pay for that. Now let's say, avar gadesh, shugavaya arba amas. The fire climbed over a wall that was 4 amas tall, ay derech harabim, or jumped over a public derech, which is 16 amas wide, ay nahar, or a river. Pater, the guy who lit the fire is potter in such a case because this is something that's abnormal and not something he would be chayav for. The Mishnah now tells us, a guy lights a fire in his own property, ad kama tavra adleika. How far away does he have to light it from his friend's property in order to ensure that it's not going to reach a place where it could be potentially damaging? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he tells us, we have to view him, meaning he has to think about it, as if he's in the middle of a base core of land. Namely, if there's a half a base core in all directions to other people's fields, that's considered like he distanced himself properly enough, and then he wouldn't have to pay for Nezek if something actually does happen. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, it's just 16 amas from his friend's Roshos, that's the size of Roshos Rabim. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, Chamishim amo, he has to distance himself 50 amas away from another person's property. Whereas Rabbi Shimon tells us, the pasuk says, Shalom Yishalom Amavir Sabeira, the one that lit the fire has to pay, and that tells us, Hakol Fiadleika, everything has to do with the fire itself, it all depends on how tall it is and how strong it is, and so really there isn't one specific number that we're able to give, because the taller and stronger the fire is, the farther it has ability to reach, and therefore it's a case-by-case basis. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah tells us, Hamad Likas HaGadosh, a person lights somebody else's pile of grain on fire, Vahayu Boy Kalim, and there was Kalim inside of it, Vidalku, and they lit on fire, they burn. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Yishal Masha B'Soichai, the fellow has to pay for whatever was inside this pile. V'chamer and V'chamer say, Ein Mishalom El Gadosh L'chitin Mishal Sa'irim, he only has to pay for this pile of wheat or barley. Now this is a very important machlokes that we find throughout discussions of fire. This is called Nizkei Tamun Be'esh, the Nezik, the damage of something hidden inside a fire. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're Chayav Nizkei Tamun Be'esh, and even though all he thought was in this pile was just wheat or barley, it doesn't make a difference. There was something hidden inside, he would have to pay for those kelim that got ruined, even though they were very expensive. Whereas a chamim pater nisketon be'esh, something's hidden inside the pile. This is not standard. He's not chayav to pay for that. He's only chayav to pay for the pile itself. Now, something he would have to pay for is the space that's taken up by the kalim. We evaluate that area as if it was full of wheat or barley, and he would have to pay for that as well. But he does not have to pay for the kalim themselves. The mission continues. Let's say there was a goat tied to the pile, and there was an eved right next to the pile, but he wasn't tied. And everything was burnt together. Chayav, the guy who burnt the pile is chayav to pay for the goat, and he's pater for the eved because the goat was tied up and couldn't run away, so he has to pay for burning the goat, but he's pater for burning the eved because the eved could have ran away. However, eved kafas like di samachloi, let's say there was an eved tied to the pile and a goat next to it, vin nisraf imai, and the goat was burned as well. Potter, he's Potter for paying, and that's because of Kamal Bidrab Minei. We give a person the stricter of two punishments that he's Chayev. And over here, he's Chayev Misa for killing the Eved. We can't say the Eved was able to run away because he was tied to the pile, and therefore he actually does not have to pay for the pile or the goat because he's going to be killed for killing the Eved. Lastly, Mishnah tells us, Umanim Chamim Rabbi Yehuda, the Chamim do agree to Rabbi Yehuda, B'matakas Abira, if a person lights a house or a palace on fire, Shu Mishalim Komasha B'Soicha, that he does have to pay for everything that's inside, Shekein Derech Manei Adam Monei Chabatim, because it's normal for people to keep things in houses. This is not considered Tamun Be'esh. This is not something that's considered hidden. Of course, there's stuff in a house. The person who lit the house on fire can't say, oh, it's Tamun, it's hidden, I didn't see what was in the house. Of course, there's going to be furniture and pots and pans and different kelim and things like that inside the house. So the guy that lit the house on fire has to pay for what's inside. The only time the Chamim Pater Nisketon Be'esh is when it's a situation that it's not normative for there to be something hidden inside. For example, kelim in a haystack, like we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah. But kelim inside a house, the guy who lit the house on fire would be chayv to pay for them. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.